spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
We're not talking about an ordinary prisoner. We're talking about evil on two legs. Day 22 of 31 Days of Halloween. Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers.
10 years ago, on the night of October 31st, a small Midwestern town fell victim to an escaped killer. Under the cover of darkness, he carried out the most horrifying mass murder on record. 16 people in cold blood. Ever since that night, no one has forgotten his name. And Halloween has never been the same. Now, Michael Myers has come home. He has returned for one more night of unholy terror.
Here to kill that little girl and anybody who gets in his way.
Oh, God.
Who's gonna be next?
Ah! Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers.
Maybe nobody knows how to stop him.
We just celebrated the 35th year anniversary of this film, released October 21st, 1988. Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers was just that, the return of Michael Myers to the Halloween series after the failure of Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which didn't include Michael Myers. A lot of people don't like Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, but I think if it was just called Season of the Witch instead of Halloween 3, people would have liked it quite a bit more. Anyways, The Return of Michael Myers stars Donald Pleasance and introduces Danielle Harris to the series. It had a budget of $5 million and made $17.8 million at the box office. Halloween 4 is rated R for language, violence, nudity, and gore. Here is the synopsis. The apparently comatose Michael Myers is being transferred from one hospital to another, but he wakes up when the ambulance crew talks about his surviving niece, Jamie, played by Danielle Harris. After slaughtering his attendants, Myers sets out to find his one living relative who is, fortunately, being cared for by a kind and resourceful foster sister named Rachel. Meanwhile, the ever-cautious Dr. Loomis, played by Donald Pleasance, remains on the killer's path. I rewatched this movie last night, and it's not like I hadn't seen it 100 times. This movie is both good and bad. Bad in the sense when you try to compare it to the original Halloween, it just doesn't live up to it whatsoever. But good in the sense that it does feel like a Halloween film. And it's actually one of the better Halloween films in the series when you have Part 6, which is awful. Part 5 is terrible. Resurrection is bad. Eat into the Rob Zombie remake, which the original one wasn't bad by any means. Second one sucked. Halloween 2018 was awesome. Then Kills and whatever the other one was called, Ends, both sucked. Anyways, let's get back to Halloween 4. The opening may be one of my favorite Halloween film openings. Gives you the feel of Halloween, fall time in the Midwest. Michael Myers is a little more brutal in this one. Donald Pleasance is great. And Danielle Harris is really, really good, even though I think at the time they filmed this, she was like 9 or 10 years old. She does a great job. Most of this movie was actually filmed in Salt Lake City, where I live. as well as a number of other places within Utah, from Midvale all the way out to Rush Valley at a place called Penny's Gas Station, which isn't really a gas station. I remember my dad taking me there to play pool. He would have a beer. We would get some burgers when I was younger. That scene in particular is when you see Michael with his face wrapped up and Dr. Loomis sees him for the first time in a long time. Just a fun side note for those of you who are from Utah and have seen this movie, or maybe you haven't, which, side note, shocker, I would suggest watching this if you're a fan of the Halloween movie, the original one, or maybe the newer ones. I would suggest, though, you watch Halloween 1, 2, and then 4, as they all kind of tie together. Now, you don't have to. You could just watch Halloween 4 if you would like. It kind of gives you an idea of what's happened at the very beginning, so you don't necessarily have to worry about that. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, why wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie? Well, by 1988, Jamie Lee Curtis was way too big of a star to be in the Halloween films. And yes, I know she came back later in life, but that's why. Right now, you can watch Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, on AMC Plus, or rent it on Google Play, Apple TV, or Vudu. We will see you tomorrow for day 23 of 31 Days of Halloween.